Alrighty, so this is August 1st, 2021, Lammas. Second, sorry. 2021. Is August 2nd Lammas or is August 1st?
August 2nd.
Okay. 2021. And we're here at the Labyrinth in Charlotte. And with Belinda Haverdill. Alrighty, so could you repeat that? Because I was deleting to make a little room on there.
I just really see many people from all different tribes and groups, those coming together on a dimensional level to help guide our planet right now. I'm seeing other beings from other places here to support, but they're not necessarily the ones that are going to guide us. They're almost looking to us to guide the way. So I'm seeing it's almost like this international group of people coming with their heart open for what's happened on the earth to help humanity to the next level. Like this crisis becomes a place of people really stepping into where they're supposed to be on the energetic level and to connect with others. Yeah.
And we knew that we needed a crisis to activate that. And nobody really wanted that. We thought, well, maybe this level of crisis will be okay. Maybe this level will be sufficient. And now here we are with a crisis that, you know, we're wondering, gee, are some of us going to be able to be admitted to get food? You know, are we going to be able to be admitted into here, into there? You know, the ones who are actually the guardian anchorers, the ones holding the wisdom, are the ones being threatened with non-entry to certain areas. And I think you're right that we just have to understand that we're coming together now. Wherever we are, we have to hold that space as best we can. Really be anchored and grounded. And the question that I got coming into the labyrinth was, you know, how do I stay in my light during this time with arguments and, you know, familial and other divisions, and how do I keep the energy of this road trip alive? And so, you know, what I feel like we're receiving is just keep remembering your role. When I came into the center of this, I saw this large caterpillar that I'd never seen before. It had like fuzzy, yellowy, and black spikes coming up, and it was so little, and I mean compared to this labyrinth, yet it was making its way through the labyrinth no problem. It was getting to the end of it. It's going to go to its home, and it seems like this small little thing, yet it just keeps going one leg after the other. And that was the message to me. Just keep going, one leg after the other, one prayer after the other, one ritual after the other. It seems like you might not be doing anything or affecting anything, and yet you are doing plenty. So with a bunch of you together, wherever you are, coming together with regular prayer for the grounding, the healing, the advancement, the awakening of humanity, and, you know, the preservation of this earth and the support of these light workers, you're doing a lot.
It's really easy to be distracted. Very easy to be distracted. So how do you keep your eye on staying connected to those with similar vibration? reminding yourself you are not alone when you can feel so isolated. My prayer is that for each person who is drawn to this calling, feel the support and love and safety on so many levels. That it's only this particular moment in time that this could possibly happen. There is enough people on the planet now to create a really incredible positive change. So focus on those small things like a woolly bear crossing your path on a labyrinth. Pay attention to the ant and the breeze and the leaves. They will keep you held and connected.
Yes, very much so. And I feel that I'm, you know, in this last week here of this 5-week road trip, I'm realizing that I was trusting my instincts on going, that I knew it had something to do with this world situation and freedom and whatnot. And what I've done is I've opened some portals for myself, perhaps for others, around this U.S. country. And I have connected with those people that you were just talking about, you know, many of them in my expanded national and international community who are in the same soul pod. Even though we seem to be in small numbers, we are not isolated. We are but a phone call away, a thought form, a telepathic thought form away, a Zoom call away. And we can work with our crystals to... This trip has been really strong on crystals for me. And I see that Dia Danu, one of the women that you know, we've been working together, she's opening a crystal store. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, I just saw that. As I have been going through Arkansas and receiving some Arkansas crystals and retrieving some of the crystals that I had in my storage unit, and they're just asking to be worked with. They have given up their familial ties, their home, those that allowed themselves to be revealed to humanity. They've given up their homes and their pods to be scattered about the country and the world. And you can connect with their home pod, wherever their home pod was, be it Arkansas, be it Brazil, be it Mexico, be it Madagascar, wherever this crystal was, you may or may not know. And you can, first of all, receive the energy of that pod, of that deposit, of that family of crystals. They are the healer beings, they are the light in physical form. And so you can draw on their healing, and you can connect to all the other crystals and send out your messages to all the other crystals from that pod from which your crystal was taken. So that is also how we can, it's like this wind chime, you know, when you strike the note of your crystal, it strikes the note with intention. It strikes the note of all the other crystals in that home pod, wherever they are, and then it sends out a vibration. Some of them are buried, some of them are still in their original location, some of them are with people. And so you want to, you know, keep your crystals clear and activated and be tending with them and to them every day and setting these energies, because it will support you. So, like, to have crystals in every corner of your house. And I'm getting that I should have gotten that one in
I know that was today.
Yeah, I should have gotten that one.
I woke up this morning thinking about
them. All right, you know what? We'll figure out which one it was, and I'll call them and see if they can mail it to me.
Yeah.
So, not that I don't have enough, but it's like you want to have them all over, inside your house and outside your house. And you want to, it's like anything. The energy will fade if you don't keep it up. Like anything in your body, with your exercise, like your meditation, like your relationship to the fairies or the trees, you know, it's another relationship to have and to cultivate. And it will tell you, it will teach you, it will help you, and it will help us during this time.
I'm just really hearing this beautiful voice that is calling, calling for those who are continuing to step into their true purpose and helping not just begin to start to heal themselves, but also to be an energetic force, a loving, truthful, energetic force on our planet. I'm really hearing the song going out that's still calling more across all the people in the world. And for us to be ready to help mentor and guide, and they are actually turn out to be our teachers, this next wave that's coming in. Everything that's happened has helped them to stop. They've had a pause to see what really matters to them. And they're saying, this is not working for me. So this new opportunity is arising in them. And we ask and we join and we agree in this beautiful song that is calling forth on so many levels for those to hear and to come. And may they be welcomed with open arms, because they may not look like who we think. We may have in our own mind what they're supposed to look like, and they're going to look very different. They're a different generation that we need to be ready for them.
Mm-hmm. I've already started communing with some of these people on this trip, and they are wise, all right. They are every bit as esoteric as I am, and then some. Mm-hmm. Now, what this particular group was wanting from me was some eldering guidance, mm-hmm. So it was a very nice synergy. It was a complete figure eight. I was helping, and one of them even said, well, you're providing us with some elder, and you know, and I'm sitting there having ice cream with them. I said, oh, I never have ice cream, and they're like, you know, the one fellow was saying, well, you're providing us with some grounding, and we're providing you with some opening and fun of the youthful energy. And I'm like, yeah, wow, you know. It's such a figure eight to work between the generations. It's going to be so important. And really, truly, with respect, for me, it's easy to work with this particular group and have respect because they're so advanced, and our esoteric information converges, and it's thrilling. And then they're teaching me flexibility and openness, and I'm teaching them grounding and maturity, and it's really interesting. And interestingly, in the crystal book that I looked at that my friend Wanda Blumenthal had, you know, and she's so connected to the Arkansas crystals. It was a Native American. And it's a crystal book, but what is it saying? It's saying something that I've been dealing with the whole trip and you know, really for a long time now, that your body can be supple in well into the elder years, until the day you go. You do not have to get calcified or anything like that. So just like your soul doesn't, your soul and your body don't have to get calcified, and because there are certain programs of what it means to be a mature adult, and it's basically kind of getting stuck and, you know, all this and that. And it's just good to be a kid, and it's good to be an elder at the same time. So whatever you can do to keep that flexible suppleness, and a lot of it has to do with inuring yourself to all of the seasons, right? So even though I'm aiming to have a little bit of respite in the winter, they're saying, well, this is why people and the Native Americans would go into the water in the dead of winter to inure their body to the warmth, and then they would come into a roaring fire, so they'd be going through extremes and teaching your body. So they're saying, I can do this, you know, today or wherever I am, really super hot, and then going into everybody's air conditioning and being super cold. Like, to train your body to not get sick when you go from one to the other. And this is a part of the flexibility of the soul as well. And it's working with nature as she has become, because I don't think we always had four seasons. I think something about the earth tilt was a situation that happened, but then you have to deal with it. So, just like what's going on right now, it's a situation, but then you have to deal with it, and you find the beauty and the learning in it for as long as you're on the planet.
And one thing I heard you talk about is ageism, but that can be younger people looking at older people and older people looking at younger people, and only looking on the outside and not really looking on the inside.
Yeah.
To their energy, their self-energy, their spark of light, that we can get detracted by the outside, and we're still working through that is a planet, the differences, and knowing that our spark is the same.
That's right. And true parenting, true mentoring, you know, like, I didn't have children in this lifetime because I knew I was going to get into a quagmire with that, because I was still working with old codes that had to do with controlling or telling the person what to do or whatever. So now in working with this group, it's like, okay, I'm not responsible for their choices. I don't have to tell them what to do unsolicited. I can give them some thoughts if they ask.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't ask, I don't have to go there. Let them make, you know, their own choices, their own decisions, and so forth. But there's this dysfunctional, mistaken idea of what it is to be an elder, a parent, and a mentor that has needs so much clearing now. We all benefit from one another. Mm-hmm. And these beings you're talking about, I received at the very beginning of the trip, they're benefiting from the humans' flexibility, or the learning how to be flexible and learning how to, as you said earlier today, hold duality, which a lot of light beings cannot do. And a lot of dark beings cannot do. And that's why they're having psychic warfare on the inner planes. And we teach unification. That, I mean, how I'm seeing it is, that's what they're looking for us to mm-hmm. help them. So these masters, or whatever, higher beings, are looking for us to teach them about the human way. which can help them, and then we're looking from them to teach us about the higher dimensional way. It's all figure eighting right now.
Mm-hmm. It's just like I'm really sensing like some of those traditions, like we want to be all one, and here they're looking for like, oh, we want to have duality.
Hilarious. They're like, we want to join and be yin yang because we're only yin or we're only yang or we're only light or we're only dark or we're only good or we're only evil. And they're like, we know that we need to join up.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
It's
never
hilarious.
What you think.
It's not. Great medicine.
And I just keep getting, keep connected with nature. Mm-hmm. That's your teacher, that's your foundation, mm-hmm. that's your grounding, that's your guide, that's your comfort. Nature and the nature beings. Mm-hmm. And snow is crystal water.
Mm-hmm.
And water is crystal light, and crystals are crystal light.
Mm.
Working with those crystals as frozen light,
mm-hmm.
as three-dimensional light, is a fascinating thing. Three-dimensional light that has earth in it, right? Like a crystal that has that darkness in it has the earth element woven into its very being. And here I am looking at it, you know, going, is this good enough? You know, is it clear enough? Is it this enough? Is it that enough? And they're like, well, here's an example of, you know, light that's merged with earth.
Exactly. Right. Again, that's going back to this idea, it has to be clear for it to be light. Doesn't have to be clear. There's great gifts in the myth, the unknown mystery.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's so fascinating. And it's just like what you were saying about looking interiorly to the young person or the old person. The exterior is not the essence of what it is, and you know.
Mm-hmm.
So our elders get tossed aside because they don't still look, you know, the way they did, and our youth get tossed aside because they look too callow or whatever, and, you know.
The angels agree.
Ah, blessed be. Well, what I get is, you know, I've gotten from since the beginning of this trip, and it got me into trouble with a particular person, that the angel, the archangels, have the dark and the light. Like one wing is dark, one wing is light. The lesser angels are all light, and they sometimes have a hard time connecting with the dark angels, right? But the archangels, the prime angels, carry the dark and the light. They know this, like Sophia, this message kept coming back to me again and again, and I got chastised by a priestess sister during this trip for this information. It was really odd, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, but this is where we're going.
Mm-hmm.
Holding duality. Holding paradox.
Mm-hmm.
Holding love and hatred. How many of us are feeling love and hatred for these darn people who were not agreeing with us, some of them being our closest loved ones?
Yeah. and I'm having some humor about your priestess friend who said, oh no, the archangels only have light wings. When you think of Lucifer, you know, that whole story, whatever the distortion of that was,
yeah,
of course had a light and a dark wing. Otherwise he...
I know, and I think he made the sacrifice for the archangels to have that. And he knew that he was going to get cast into Tartarus or whatever because of that, but he holds the paradox. You know, and he needs to be understood, exonerated, whatever. I mean, he is who he is. It's more like us, it's our lesson to hold Lucifer as different from the devil, you know, which is dark.
He didn't make a choice any different than, quote, Adam and Eve, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
In some ways, they wanted...
Or Abbott and Costello.
Abbott and Costello, even better.
All right? Look at them. They are duality and polarity right there.
They are.
Felix and Oscar, the same thing. They've been showing it to you in television for decades now.
Rogue Runner and Wile E. Coyote.
That's right. It's all there. Disclosure. Just look at television.
It's all there.
Well, yeah, I mean, Lucifer, you know, it's like light bearer is what his name is. And he agreed to fall. He agreed to bridge dark and light.
And who says it was fall and who says it wasn't ascending?
That's right. It
who
was just integration. It was an integration, and it was a great sacrifice because he knew that was going to be misunderstood. So, you know, the people who are honoring Lucifer, I mean, we're not talking about the people who are fomenting negative suffering and harm of other people. We're talking about the ones who truly get that paradox right there.
Right.
And hold that in tensile, an opposition in a tensile way, but still serve the positive. That's what we're being asked to do. This is part of a major part of the initiation right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's just coming to it again and again.
Yeah. The same message. Sometimes just different words come out of different angles.
Mm-hmm.
I'm even noticing sitting here, it's just dark right here, but the dark green reason right through there is the light.
So yeah.
It's continuous.
It's everywhere.
Yeah. Light in the shadow on the ground and light coming through.
Right.
We're constantly walking through this.
Walking
in our daily
through this.
Lives.
There's night on the other side of the planet right now, and we're moving into it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean... I mean, I keep thinking of that song from church, you know, they'll know we are Christians by our love. But really, you know, the essence of that song underneath even any programming that might have gone into that whole thing, it's true, you know, we are Christed ones by our love. We are anointed anthropoi, anthropos beings, you know, the full human being, full spectrum human, by our love primarily. And it's like, that is a tough one. I mean, the other day, somebody I had got me going, a loved one, about this difference that we're both in, and wow... I just wanted to kick and scream and fight and argue, and I'm praying to Mother Mary the entire time that it's happening. And luckily, by circumstances, the conversation got interrupted, and then when we came back, we didn't even go there, you know. But I can see my desire to, like, oh, and even though I know this would be suicide and crazy, like, oh, write an email. Yeah, right. Like, when did that ever solve? That person already did that to me. It didn't solve anything last year, you know.
It's hard not being heard.
Yeah, it's hard not being heard by the people that you love, that you have genetic ties with in all of this. This is, you know, and when they're saying, oh, well, you're going to have to find your own family, it's like, wait a minute. What is supposed to happen here? And when I was in here, in the center of this labyrinth, the message I got was, keep all bridges open. Okay.
All right, easy thing.
It's the perfect conundrum. It's the perfect test and challenge for all of us right now. It's the perfect maddening genius level unbelievable thing that's been set up.
It's hard to remember it's for our greatest good when we're going through these things.
Yes. But there's always ice cream.
I like ice cream.
There always is. Mm-hmm. And, you know, other things like that.
Holding on to joy.
Yeah. Holding on to that child within. More? Or are we complete?
Just sensing all the grief in the world right now. Like all of us trying to move through that grief in ways that can be restorative. So it's very important at this time as well.
Yeah, there's supreme grief and then there's supreme joy. All at the same time. The sun is still shining. The trees are still blooming. There's beauty. There's laughter.
Grief has this wonderful, incredible gift of allowing us to have a broken heart and having more compassion come in. May that be just so for all those who are grieving.
May that be so. And may this message be a support and an inspiration for all those who listen.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.